Hi, and welcome in to episode 4 of Solo Adventures
Together.
I'm Nurse Huckleberry.
And I'm Duder.
And we are a married couple. And to keep things interesting, we've been sending each other on blind excursions.
Yeah.
Essentially, we'll pick something off of Eventbrite, maybe Groupon, maybe you see it somewhere, and you send the other person. They don't get to know what's going on until the night before. All you know is that you're going to an event. And I sent you to a pretty fun one this time, and I really think you liked it.
I think, it's always a little bit nerve-wracking.
It is.
Not knowing where you're going. Well, knowing kind of where you're going, but not knowing what to expect. Mm-hmm. You know, and I feel like I really felt the, because this is only the second time, we've each gone twice so far, but the second time I feel like was more nerve-wracking than the first.
Yeah, the first one I sent you to was a workshop on building a space blaster. It was kind of laid out. Once you knew what it was, you had a general idea of, all right, I'm going to go to a thing, I'm going to learn how to build something, I'm going to build that thing, and then that's about it, right?
Right. This time was a little bit more abstract.
Yes.
How did you find this?
So I was scrolling Eventbrite, as one does when looking for these. And obviously we want to fit something that's going to be like within our schedule. And we have a budget, the $50 budget.
Yes.
So I had to
find. Which we have stuck by.
We have stuck by. So I had to find something in budget. And I also specifically want to choose something that I think that you will enjoy. And that I think you wouldn't have chosen for yourself.
Well, it is definitely is something that I did not know existed. So, yeah, I don't know how I would have chosen that for myself if I would have never even thought to look at it. So, you sent me to tarot card reading in the park.
I did. To tea and tarot with Love and Tylan.
Yes.
I chose this because you do enjoy spiritual things from time to time. And my sister had a tarot deck and we were playing around with it a little bit. Mm-hmm. And you had liked that. And so I thought, like, okay, what if we sent you to, like, some, like, real, like, tarot
Oh,
folks?
Yeah.
I wanted to see, you know, I think that there's a lot to offer there. I know you enjoy dabbling in spirituality. And I think tarot cards in general are pretty cool. Like, regardless of whether or not you believe in the cosmos and your personal affiliation with astrology and, you know, like, whatever kind of spirituality, I think that tarot can be a really useful tool for determining, like, your personal motives and, like, those kind of things. So I think it's fun. And I was curious to see, what kind of people would be there.
Sure.
And how you would feel going into it and what that would be like. But obviously, I didn't get to go. You got to go. So I'm excited to hear about this.
So first of all, it was at noon, a 40-minute drive from here.
Mm-hmm.
So that was fun for us to get up and go to.
Yeah, us night owls.
As fitting it into the schedule as we could, because, you know, you can't. At night, it kind of has a different connotation to do tarot card readings, I imagine.
Yeah, I mean, do you think that it was more approachable, being that it was like a lunchtime thing?
I think so. I mean, it was sunny, it was outside, it was at a park, there was tea, and you know, they did a good job at making me feel comfortable. I mean, I will say I got really nervous before going, because you had to go to dance class afterwards.
Right.
So you dropped me off. But it took us a while to find where.
It did take us a minute to find it. It was a very unusual park. Like, the address was
a golf course.
The address was for a driving range that was a little bit like higher up the hill. But when it said we had to consult the map and consult the ticket and look at everything a couple of times and eventually figured out that we needed to go down the road.
Yeah.
And take a turn that we hadn't seen, so.
We're at the park. They have one barbecue.
And a child's birthday party was going on.
It was an interesting setting, for sure. It was a nice park. And they basically occupied a bench, and they decorated it with.
It was like a picnic table, right?
Well, yeah. Well, it was like one of the stone, like a stone picnic table.
Right, but that's not just like a bench.
Oh, I guess I associate the same. Like, you call it a bench at the park, it includes the tabletop.
It was a picnic table.
Right, yeah. Picnic table. Anyway, they decorated the top with like a big handkerchief and then put crystals and candles and stuff all over the top and had a little tea
Did
station.
Did they light the candles?
Yeah, the candle was lit.
Huh.
Yeah. Yeah. It was kind of hard to see that it was burning because it was sunny. But, you know, it was. There was definitely a smell from it that was, you know, non-specific candle. I don't know. I stopped noticing it after a while.
Okay.
But I approached and I like nervously asked. I was like, "Is this the tea tarot card reading?" And I'm like, "Oh yeah, get some tea, sit down." And eventually there were 10 people at this picnic table, and it seemed like the maximum occupancy of that table. I mean, nobody was like touching shoulder to shoulder, unless I mean.
But
I guess
it was
they
like
to,
not
was,
exactly roomy.
No, and you know, sitting at a picnic table can get a little uncomfortable. So there was a lot of squirming, you know, depending on who you were. But basically, the rundown of the whole thing, they opened up the circle with a kind of a drumming session. And everyone closed their eyes, and they walked everyone through kind of like a breathing exercise. And one of the, we'll just call them instructors. I don't know what else to call them, like leaders?
Guides.
The two guides, one of them was beating a drum. Mm-hmm. It looked either homemade or, you know, some sort of traditional hide skin roped
Shamanic.
Off. With the.
Like a big matchstick
with
looking.
The big, yeah, mallet looking thing. And then the other one was kind of talking out loud in a meditative way, being like, oh, you know, spirits see us opening up this circle to open, you know, all these people's minds into, you know, getting the best answers and whatever from the readings today. And a couple of other things. I don't exactly remember what she was saying, but along the vein of that sort of situation. And then everyone got a deck. Shuffled the deck, and we all got to kind of look at the cards and interpret them. And
so on the listing, which
sure.
I should just pull up my. I took screenshots this time.
Yeah, because it disappeared on us last time.
I took screenshots this time. So on the listing, it said to bring. Tarot and Tea is an ongoing monthly tarot study group and community circle. Professional tarot readers Love and Thailand have teamed up to bring you in for a cozy and welcoming event. We'll gather to explore the mysteries of tarot cards over a cup of tea, get to know other spiritual peeps, swap intuition stories, give each other readings, mm-hmm. receive readings, and get professional advice and guidance from Thailand and Love. Whether you are a seasoned tarot reader or a curious beginner, this is a perfect space to connect with like-minded individuals and deepen your understanding of the cards. And then it says, bring your favorite deck, a mug for tea, blankets, crystals, and an open heart as we delve into the world of tarot together. See you there. P.S. We have a bunch of tarot decks, blankets, and tea mugs for you too.
Yeah, so I did not bring a mug. I did not bring a deck.
Well, you were going to bring a mug and you forgot it at home.
I was going to bring a little Puss Cat mug, but I forgot it at home. We were kind of still a little half asleep on our way out the door. But definitely woke up when I got there. So I did drink some tea. I got an aged Earl Grey tea. Ooh. Used the last of the water that was there because I was like maybe 10 minutes late, but they hadn't started yet. And got a half a cup of tea. But it was good tea. And it was a nice companion to just have something to hold and mm-hmm. drink and have. But
yeah, fidget, something you just...
Yeah. And then I didn't bring a tarot card deck because I don't have one. So my approach was to ask them to recommend me one. Mm-hmm. And because they had like 10 or 15 different decks that have different like difficulty levels, which I wasn't aware of, that there were different difficulty levels of interpreting cards and different like styles and different themes. And then there's also like beyond tarot, there's also the other kind of cards that they had. I don't remember what they were called, but they have more words and numbers on them. And they recommended two decks to me, and they were like, oh, which one do you want? And I was like, I don't know. Just whatever one you feel is connecting to me, I will take. And they were like, here you go. And it was like this kind of like Fashion Nova, kind of shabby chic.
Like fashionista?
Fashionista, maybe, yeah. Like 50s, 60s style, like advertising pinup. It had a lot of different, very, very high feminine energy pictures.
Okay.
Like strong, independent women. You know what I mean?
So did you like look through it first?
A little bit. And so basically the instruction was to shuffle the deck with intention.
Mm-hmm. Right, to pick something.
To power it up.
Is that like to pick your question or like...
Well,
or just like,
yeah,
I'm excited for this answer.
I think they, you know, both. It was both to ask it a question, because that's what you do with tarot. You ask it a question, and then you interpret the answer. Mm-hmm. So I shuffled with intention, and I asked it a question, and then that was the first time I'd ever done something like this, so I didn't know what to do. I just kind of watched everyone else in what to do. Because, like, there was another part where during, like, the opening up the circle, I just remembered, where they're like, oh, open, like, you know, we're going to open up your heart and your mind's eye. And then I kind of like peeked and I saw everyone else kind of like putting their hands, one on their heart and one on their mind's eye, like in the middle of their forehead between their eyes. And I was like, all right, I guess I'll do that too. Just to make sure I was doing it right.
Right.
Because I don't want to like, first of all, I don't want to look stupid. But also, I want to do it as authentically as possible.
Right, to really participate.
Because I have an open mind, for sure, about all of this. Like, sure, I can be as skeptical or rational as possible for spirituality, but having an open mind for it is something that I do enjoy doing. So I was following along and shuffling my deck just as long as everyone else, and the same shuffling techniques. Like, they were doing different techniques of shuffling. Like, some people were doing, like, the slide and put on top. Some were just cutting. Some did, like, the big shuffle. If they had space with like spreading all of them out and putting them all together. And some of them were shuffling with them like a deck of cards. And I didn't feel comfortable shuffling mine like a deck of cards.
Because it was not your deck.
It was not my deck. And they seemed kind of new cards, so I didn't want to bend them. So I just shuffled them as good as I could. And then they told us everybody at once to flip over the first card. And then they were going to go around and interpret them individually and on a volunteering basis. Which was interesting, because the group of people was pretty diverse. I mean, from what I gathered from the group of people, one of them was a almost graduating PhD student. One of them was a married couple where the wife was very into tarot and astrology, and she was learning how to interpret cards a lot better. Like, she was doing a lot of interpretation. Mm. And then the husband is just getting into it, but he's trying. And then who else was there? There were a couple of others that were just mysterious, you know. It was me and the husband who were the only men there, male presenting, right? Men, and everyone else, just a strong female energy. Like, it was slightly intimidating.
Because one of the guides, female presenting, but uses they, them pronouns, correct?
Yeah, I mean, it never came up, but yes, in the listing it did say they, them, mm-hmm. for the, I think it was Love?
I think Love.
But I don't remember which one. They were both very sweet, by the way. And so yeah, then people, like the people that had been there before were the ones that volunteered to be like, all right, let me do mine first. And then they obviously know kind of what they're doing. So they interpreted their card first, they explained their question and how they're understanding how it's working. And then that was the weird thing for me, is that they opened up the table to let anyone there share their thoughts on interpreting the card. And it was interesting because they let them speak, they let them say their part, and you know, it was a very interesting and to see everyone's different interpretation of things, because some people took it literally and like looked at the card and applied it to the question, be like, all right, so this specific card, the way that this artist depicted this picture of this card means something different to your question.
So not just like the general meaning of the card, but the particular, like the cosmos wants you to look at this image.
Right, because not only did they choose the card, they chose the deck. First off, eating your foot on the couch.
We're trying to talk about spirituality.
So then the wife was the one that went first. So she spent, you know, 5 or 10 minutes interpreting her own card.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of like saying everything. And then some other people chimed in, and I forget what her question was. Or what card it was. I was really trying to focus on my own,
mm-hmm.
and like remembering what question I asked. Because it was a long time between picking the card. It was probably an hour.
Oh, wow.
Between me flipping my card over to me
talking
about the card. And, you know, it was about 15 to 20 minutes per person. They were discussing their cards. I mean, what other things did you think were going to happen? There's a lot more that happened. I just don't know what to focus on.
I mean, I assumed that there was going to be tarot readings. I guess I maybe had wondered how much instruction there was going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I'm very curious to hear about your card and what the general consensus was on your card reading, especially as someone who they don't know.
Yeah.
And I know you, and you don't particularly, you can be rather cryptic and not share. I don't even know if cryptic is the word, because in that group, being cryptic would be something.
Oh, they, yeah.
You have a tendency to be very blank slate and just like, hello.
Hello.
Like, you don't give folks a whole lot to work with if you're not feeling super comfortable.
Honestly, that's probably more welcome in that sort of setting than any other, because like, that's just my true self in the moment. You know, I'm not trying to act or trying to make them think of me in any other way.
I know, but you also don't, like, give people... I'm sure they were like, so what was your question? And you were like, this was my question. And just didn't elaborate on it further.
True.
And versus, you know, because some of tarot and some of psychicness and some of whatever is chatting with someone and kind of getting a vibe of what might be going on in their life. And then they ask the question, and then you can tailor your response more to knowing a little bit of background about that person.
I mean, they did ask me more questions as it was getting unveiled. But, you know, my experience with tarot is so small. You know, I did one kind of tarot reading with an old friend that was writing a tarot interpreting book like 10 years ago. And then the experience with your sister
mm-hmm.
a couple of months ago. And we were just kind of messing around with those, just reading the instructions. And
yeah, because she had two friends that made tarot decks.
Yeah.
So she bought them to be nice.
This is the only time I've ever had like a professional, mm-hmm. two professionals, be able to interpret everything for me. And then have all these other people around that also understand what's going on.
Right. I had tarot read to me once before by a friend who was just learning. And other than that, I have really not had done any tarot. But again, and even back then, and I would say I was more harsh about stuff. And even then, I could see the fun in it. And I was like, yeah, I get it. All right. I see where this is. I get it. It makes sense. So what was your question?
So my question was... So they had talked about like intention and what sort of questions are good to ask. And with my no experience, I used one of their prompts, which was, you know, what does the spirit want me to know right now? That is what they suggested.
What does the spirit want me to know?
Because their whole thing was like this abstract idea of the spiritual world, the spirit is overseeing, you know, is like channeling into this session at this table, because they opened up the circle.
Right.
Don't worry, they closed it at the end.
Oh, good.
Yeah, they closed it at the end. Don't
Otherwise, worry. Otherwise, some poor family tried to sit down, and then they'd be just inundated
It would be way overwhelming.
They have some kid who's like, hey, grandma's here to visit.
Hearing ghosts, I can't.
They're like, grandma's gone. No, actually, she's sitting right over there. I can see her.
Yeah, that's why they closed the circle.
Yeah.
So my question was, what does the spirit want to want me to know right now? And so without any other prompt or anything, you know, they saw, so the card that I got was the High Priestess.
Okay.
Which, of course, that means nothing to me.
Right.
And so it's so funny because I noticed Love, mm-hmm. one of the
guides,
was sitting kind of like I was in the middle of one side, and they were on the end of the other side.
Okay.
So like, but I was looking in that direction most of the time because they were talking the most.
Right.
And I had noticed that they had like saw what card I drew early.
And they were like.
And they were kind of like trying not to react. They were like, but I noticed they were making eye contact with me more often than. Anyone else? And I was like, okay, this is weird. A little bit. And I had brought it up when it was my turn. Because first, you know, it came to me and I was like, hey, this is my first time doing this. I'm not sure what I'm looking at. I got the High Priestess. And everyone at the table was like, whoa. And I was like, what? What does that mean? You know, I noticed you were looking at me a lot. And they were like, yeah, I try not to make it weird, but I got this feeling like, that I got this really strong feeling, and I try not to make people feel weird when I stare at them, but like, you know, because they're like the psychic one,
right?
They're
right.
Like have feeling about certain
right.
things,
yeah.
And I was like, all right, well, what am I looking at? You know,
is this good or bad?
Is this good or bad? I said the reaction around the table is kind of like a neutral. Whoa, so. Learning from what they were saying. So I didn't give any interpretation because I don't know what.
Right. You didn't know what it meant.
And there's a picture of the particular card that I drew connected to this in the description. There's a link to it. Because the High Priestess is the... Oh, God, how did they say it? The leader of the House of Intelligence, or like the goddess of the moon of all... not intelligence, not interpretation of what's the other I word that's like about smarts and intellectualism.
Intellectualism.
So it's full like goddess of intellectualism and feminine energy, like the strongest feminine energy, the moon, like and all of this. And the card looked like a 60s like diva. Like I showed you the picture, like afro, big sunglasses, a plaid looking like kind of go-go dancer dress with the go-go boots with like the hips, you know, hands on the hips.
Honestly, it really looked like something that you would see in a like 2008 Teen Vogue like drawing.
Yeah.
Like something that would be in like Teen Vogue of that era.
It gave me Austin Power vibes.
Yeah.
Somehow, you know? And so I'm hearing this like extreme feminine energy. Like intellectualism, and you know, then they knew the question that I asked about what I need to know right now, and they were kind of like, all right, well, have you been like put up with some decisions you need to be making, or like considerations you need to have being done? And I you know, I told them about us potentially moving at some point, mm-hmm. and that being a big thing for a very important part of us right now, and also. Like kind of our work, you know, there's always decisions to be made,
right?
Doing the stream and doing all of this. And there were other people that like chimed in that were like, you know, maybe you've been spent, they were like, you know, I'm getting a feeling maybe you've spent some time thinking too much like a man, you know, and thinking about just the steps, like here's what step one, here's step two, here's step three, instead of considering more of like variable options, or you know, different interpretations of, or how other people are going to feel, you know, different things like that.
Right. Rather than a linear, just get it done, mm-hmm. more of a holistic, how can I do this so that everyone benefits?
Exactly. And that was another thing, is the high priestess was like the holistic queen of like natural medicine and natural curing and like a lot of that. Oh, Bert really He's did really tuck himself in yeah. between us, didn't he?
He's really so good boy.
So then I told him about, you know, like we both work from home. We both, you know, we do an online show. I didn't really elaborate at all. Mm-hmm. And Love was like, I get a feeling that you do some sort of like children's program. Have you ever written like a kid's book? Or children's programming or something like that? And I was like, not really.
Not really.
But there are parts of our show that are kind of parodies of children's programming, like Otto and Rudy, for example, or like mm-hmm. Otto in general.
Yeah.
To me, is like a parody of a kid's show character that is just crude enough to not be on PBS.
Right.
You know, you can't put him on Sesame Street. And they were like, well, that's super interesting, because like they were getting a very strong energy towards that realm of things, like the creative side, mm-hmm. and that I must be very creative from whatever energy I was putting out.
Right.
And that I needed to keep doing that. So I was like, I will keep doing that. And it wasn't like much more than that. There were a couple of other people that chimed in about the card and how like they kind of, you know, what's the word? Like they agreed and elaborated more on different ideas about creativity and feminine energy and understanding others before moving forward, like making sure that it's a mutual benefit for decisions that you're making, basically. And it's so hard to take all their words and put it into my own. You mm-hmm. know, because it was a lot.
Right.
10 minutes of being talked at and trying to understand what they're saying. And it didn't help that previous people, because I went about like fourth or fifth, right, out of the 8 people. And there were other people that were talking like super up over my head.
Right.
When it came like to astrology. Yeah, talking about like which planets were rising in their different numbered houses and like, you know, astrological stuff. And that was another thing they brought up for me, is like astral cartography.
Right.
They were like, wow, since you're thinking about, you know, you're talking about maybe moving sometime soon, like, have you done your astrological charting? Have you done your cartography, your astrological cartography, to see like where you should go? I was like, what are you talking about? It's like, no, I have not. What is that? So then they start talking about a couple of different websites that do this, and we had looked it up later.
Yeah.
And done the charting, but it was an interesting, like, you know, it's lines on a map that show you where you need to visit to be more creative, basically, or like,
well, yeah,
places to visit to you know, sleep better, or like,
from what we had looked at, it was like you've got different planetary lines, mm-hmm. and then also the moon and the sun. So there's like Venus, there's Mercury, there's the moon, there's the sun, and like it's in this big wave form on the globe. And then depending on, one of them was like communication. Like if you want to have good communication, then be somewhere along this line. And I was curious, because we were born relatively close together, like geographically.
Right, because you looked at yours too.
And ours were totally different.
Absolutely different, yeah.
Completely different.
Your middle, like all intersecting line was
in
like Greenland.
You had a lot in Africa.
Yeah, mine was like Africa and northern Canada, like super northern Canada, and then you were over in Greenland and Australia.
Yeah.
Which was,
yes. And you had lines in like South America.
South America, yeah. Which is like interesting, because it's not necessarily
Eastern Europe, so.
Oh yeah, of course. Yeah. And the way that they described the astral cartography was like, it's not necessarily where you need to live.
But where to visit.
Where to visit. So it's just an interesting thing. I mean, you know, obviously people can feel energy in different places in the world.
True. Sedona.
Sedona. Or Redding, California is super weird with the witches.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, it made me think of musicians.
Yeah.
Or artists in that realm where, like, they go to specific places in the world to write music or record music or paint or write in any capacity. And it makes sense, that part, that not necessarily you can map it out like that easily, right? But, like, maybe it's just a state of mind or, like, maybe it's certain.
Well,
like, I'm sure
yeah,
there's a rational.
I would guess that there's maybe a little bit of placebo effect going in where if you say, this is where my creativity is supposed to be at its highest, and then you're really embracing the idea of creativity. When you travel to that location, you might feel more creative, or you may be looking for sources of creativity that you hadn't looked for, that you may not have looked for previously because you're actively searching for it. And I would say that could be said about communication, that could be said about, you know, friendship or whatever, because there is something. If you are more open to it and you are looking for it, you're more likely to find it.
Right, but if you're like, oh wow, this is bull crap. I'm gonna go here and show you, and you go to like your biggest communication thing, you're like, wow, I'm not communicating with anyone. You know?
Right, because you're like hard to the idea.
It would be the same. Yeah, it's definitely has a huge stake in your mind going into it.
So. I guess the question would be, so based on, so what did they recommend that you do?
Well, they recommended that I don't flip-flop on ideas or actually, I guess more specifically, they said to be firm in my decisions and follow my gut more. And, yeah, like you know, because everyone's got a gut feeling. I get a gut feeling all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you don't act on it. Sometimes you don't listen to it. And they were basically like, every time you feel that, just figure out why and follow that and make a decision, you know. So, I don't know. I mean, it's if anything, it's what I wanted to hear.
That's good.
And they didn't know that because I didn't elaborate in any way, really. Like I was very few
reserved.
Words, yes.
Yeah.
You know, I'd answer their questions, but it was not like the others. But it was a very interesting group of people.
Did you chime in on anyone else's readings?
No. And that was another thing too, because like I could have probably, because there were no wrong answers.
Right.
It's like tasting wine.
Sure.
It's like there's no wrong answers. But also I had the feeling of like it was my first time. I don't want to use up time that could be more useful if someone can interpret them quicker and easier, especially for someone maybe if they know them already, you know, cuz there were a bunch of people already knew each other's astrological signs. So they're like, "Well, you know, like this card means this, but since you're a Sagittarius, you know, it has this sort of connotation and that is different, you interpret it differently depending on that." And they're like, yeah, because, you know, Mercury's in retrograde and my moon is rising in my ninth house right now. So, and they're like, oh, that's right, yeah, the moon is rising in the ninth house right now. And I'm like, I don't feel like I should talk right now.
I don't know what's happening.
Yeah.
Have a moon?
Yeah.
Do I have one?
And then
is it sinking, rising? What's going on?
Well, clearly, I the priestess, goddess priestess.
But you never told them your astrological sign?
No.
Did they ask?
No.
No.
Which was really interesting because, you know, I probably could have led with that.
I'm a Taurus.
Cusp,
baby.
I'm a cusp on the last day of the Taurus. But no, I never, like, it didn't come up. It didn't seem important, like, especially for the first time.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, I did appreciate that they did a lot with a little bit of information. Because there were other people that shared a lot of stuff. You know, there was one, the PhD person asked her card, like, something along the lines of, like, why don't I have a job lined up for my PhD?
Right.
So they're finishing their PhD, which I found out is called defending your PhD.
Yeah, you defend your thesis.
Did not know that, but it makes sense because you're defending it in front of a board.
Yeah, you have to present it, and then they ask you questions, and then you have to give good answers.
And she's doing something along with birds.
Ooh, ornithology.
Yeah. Because she kept, like, calling out the birds in the park. And they're like, oh, that sounds like a this and that. And then you know, it flew by. And it was. So that was cool.
Hey, now you've met someone who's... there was a guy that I was friends with who was an ornithologist in college.
Uh-huh.
And ornithology is, like, kind of impressive.
It's very impressive.
There was one time, and I've told you about this, there was one time we were walking, and I wasn't really interested in him. He was a little bit older than me. And he was trying to, like, impress me. So he's all, oh, check this out. And he goes up to a bush. It goes, psh, and the entire bush just starts chirping. Psh, 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 psh. Like, the whole bush is just, like, a bunch of birds just tweeting in it. and I was honestly impressed. I was like, that is a pretty cool trick.
Yeah.
That's pretty neat.
Well, she didn't do that.
No, she didn't. No, but she was just able to name the birds.
Right. Right. And, saw her asking why she didn't have a job lined up. And then basically, before anyone else chimed in, she started talking more. And she came to the conclusion that, like, if she did have jobs lined up while she is still currently preparing to defend her PhD, it would be a lot to be interviewing right now also to then have the job lined up for later. So then basically came to the conclusion that... it's all working in the right order that it needs to. And then they started talking about astrological signs and risings.
Right.
And then they're all, you know, a bunch of, ooh.
Ooh, wow.
So it was a little above my head, but I feel like when it came to talking specifically about me, they kept it very
simple.
Clean, very layman, very simple for me to be able to understand, especially since I said it was my first time. You know, be gentle. Be gentle. But there were also tears, you know, people, it was also kind of like a group therapy session. There was one lady who initially asked, her question was like, what does this person think of me? And it was someone that she was interested in romantically.
Mm.
And, the card was like a nine of something. I think it was the cups. Either way, it was supposedly a badass card. That's how they described it. It was like a badass energy.
Oh, yeah, nine of cups. Yeah, fuck you.
Right.
All my cups.
But it turns out her question turned into like this deep-seated, like, complicated romantic history where they'd known each other for 13 years and they were both married and recently in the last year both broke up with their spouses and then started talking after 13 years of not talking.
Wow.
But her ex or soon to be ex-husband is in Miami and has their daughter.
Oh.
And they have joint custody. But she had to move here to get away from him because he was very mentally abusive and is still meddling in her life.
So she moved all the way to Los Angeles?
Maybe she had family here or something.
Maybe. Okay.
I don't know. We didn't get that answer. But basically, the leaders kind of told her, you know, it was pretty tough love. It was like, you need to get a lawyer. You need to... you need to get your daughter. If that's like, who cares about this love interest right now? Like, you got to finish some stuff first. You got to figure out what's, like, if you want your daughter back, you know, because, like, apparently the daughter is being used as a weapon against her.
Mm-hmm.
The dad is manipulating the daughter into hating the mom sort of situation. But then, like, there's joint custody, but he's not sharing.
Right.
So there's, like, this whole thing, and they're like, you need to get a lawyer. You need to figure out, like, do what's best for your daughter. Like, figure out your life before you're like, oh, I want to be romantic with this person. And it's like, you know, it's not like she asked the wrong question, but she definitely got an answer she wasn't expecting.
Yeah, they're like, that doesn't That doesn't matter.
Yeah, and she was like, everybody was like, it was a shift in the table. It was like a wow, that was a dark reality that got exposed to strangers. That was her first time there too.
Oh wow!
It was her first time there, and
she's like, I'm gonna ask about this cute guy.
Right, because then she started, you know, sharing little tidbits of the backstory, and everyone's kind of like, okay, there's a lot more here to unpack, I think.
Yeah, so people start asking questions, mm-hmm. and then it just was like, oh wow, mm-hmm. wow.
It's a lot worse than anyone expected. Mm-hmm. And, you know, God, it was so funny. And this is like the rational side of me that found this humorous, not necessarily in the moment, but looking back at it, because she was crying, and it was a very heartfelt moment, and she was, you know, spilling her heart out to these strangers, and they were telling her the hard love, like what she should be doing. And one of the other people at the table gets up and grabs her some tissues, and like has a little tissue mm-hmm. pack. And someone else at the table was like, oh, that's so Sagittarius of you. And I was like, is it? I mean, it might be. Doesn't seem like something appropriate to say right now, but maybe it is. And then, like, later, while they were wrapping up her traumatic experience.
Right.
One of the other people at the table was like, oh, I just noticed that the package of tissues that you gave her has flowers on it. And it says, you know, mine or something, you know, on it. It says, like a one word, like affirmation or something. And everyone was like, oh. And, like, I understand, you know, you might be looking for any sort of sign that's right. Like, you're hearing the right information, you move with that sort of plan. It's just those sorts of things were, like, I guess I just wasn't prepared for that. I was into it, but, like, it is still humorous to me.
Oh, yeah, no, that is funny, for sure.
Because, like, I love to, like you had said before, I love to believe in the spirituality, and I love to learn about how people live their lives and how they rationalize things. And it's just, I don't know, just humorous. And it's like cute, you know? It's yeah. Like, oh, like, you guys found your people in this way. But.
So, following the event, right? I went back and I picked you up again.
Yes.
And we got some lunch. And we were chatting about it a little bit.
Would not go back there.
I mean, the lunch was fine. It was just really expensive.
It was so expensive.
It was just very expensive.
Side tangent. Too expensive.
Too expensive of a lunch.
And tangent.
Yeah.
Well, how much was the ticket?
The ticket was $22.22.
And how much is the budget?
$50.
So, you had made the decision as like, well, do you want something to remember this by?
Yeah, yeah. I said, mm-hmm. Do you want to go get a deck of tarot cards?
Where'd you put it?
It's just on the table. Because I knew that there was, there had been like a coffee shop we went to a while ago mm-hmm. that sold tarot cards, and I was like, oh, I think that's over here. So I went to look for that, and found the Crooked Path, which is a spiritual supply store.
They had crystals and tarot and incense and
candles, cauldrons. There was cauldrons
and maybe some specialty ingredients.
Uh-huh. Yeah, lots of herbs. But they also had tarot cards and tarot books, which we did not pick up a tarot book
because it's not the budget.
And this has a little booklet with it.
It has a little booklet with it. Comes in four different languages. This is so. We were looking at the tarot cards, and I was looking at the art of one, and then Nurse had found this one that said original on it, and I took like one or two up to the counter and was right. Like, which one of these would be better for a beginner? And they were like, this one?
Yeah.
And I didn't realize that it wasn't until 1909 that there was the first printing of these cards.
Yeah, so tarot was invented in 1909, mm-hmm. basically. And this deck of cards, I believe the art is by Arthur Edward Waite.
Mm-hmm.
and then Pamela Coleman Smith, which that's the names that are on here. 78 tarot cards with instructions by Sasha Graham. Okay, so I guess
we don't know if that's the original artist in 1909. It could be.
No, I think the instructions are by Sasha Graham, and then the artists are Arthur Edward Waite and Pamela Coleman Smith.
Well, you know what's funny is we got home and we did like a mock reading for each other. Mm-hmm. I guess not mock. It was a real one.
We did a real one.
And the High Priestess
came up again.
So
for you,
for me specifically, we did a 3-card reading with the instructions in the book, and we had asked it. What was it? The me alone, you alone, and us together. And the High Priestess was us together. And then we were looking at what the High Priestess does. Let me remember what the High Priestess does. The blueprints of mind, body, and spirit and the sanctum of the inner self. Oracle, occult, enigma, authenticity, mystery, and intelligence. So, then we talked about it for a while.
Yeah, and I think we decided that it was making sure we keep the magic of the show alive.
Right, and it was like the other card was like something about innocence or looking to your past and finding like what.
Yeah, because the reading that I did, or we did a 3-card draw for me, where the first one, my question was, where should I be looking for inspiration? Mm-hmm. And the first card you draw is hindsight. So it's like you look at, so it's something that's going to be referring to your past. Mm-hmm. And then there's one that's present. And then there's one.
It wasn't like the future.
Past, present, and then something else.
Past, present, and something
past,
else.
Past, present, and foresight.
Right.
How you can integrate the information and move forward in your highest good. So
do you remember the cards that you got?
My hindsight was,
I remember you had the 8 of Wands.
Yeah, that was my present.
You had the 7.
And then the 7 of Swords and the Fool.
Right, the Fool was the first one.
The Fool was the first one. Which the Fool is about the journey and the adventure. So and also the start of a grand adventure, beginnings, foolishness, innocence, euphoria, and journey. So I consider that, you know, looking to our youth, to our life story, mm-hmm. kind of thing, for inspiration, which is, I feel a bit obvious, but maybe that's just me.
It is completely up to your own, especially mm-hmm. if you're doing your own reading. It is so up to your own interpretation of what you see, what you feel.
And then the insight, which is the most important thing you can learn about yourself in the present moment. That's when I had the 8 of Wands.
Where is the Fool?
Which, I don't remember what the Wands was. 8 of Wands was wishes sent into the world and communication in transit, arrows of love, speedy messages, intentions, and bullseye. And I think what we had decided on that one was that I need to be more open to accepting people's, or to believing when people, like, say how much good we do.
Taking a compliment.
Taking the compliment. And, like, you know, because I tend to have imposter syndrome. And
yeah, you have it. I mean, we both do.
But I definitely have trouble with thinking that I'm doing enough, or like that I'm, you know, especially doing something in the creative world, feeling like I'm actually generating enough value.
I mean, it took us 5 years to figure out how to understand our own value.
I mean,
how to value our own value.
I have seen it over time, but you know, it's still one of those hard things to really feel like
Well, like with the, like, I'm talking specifically like the, like where this podcast is posted early, the memberships.
Right.
You know, that is a paid subscription.
Yeah.
That we took a long time to figure out what can we put on there to make it feel like we are providing enough value for $5.
Right.
You know, and it's way more than most, in most things that I've seen.
Well, yeah, and that's because, like, we're pretty big. We don't like to sign up for stuff online. So
it's like, something that
it's not something that I would likely end up doing. And I need to feel like there's a lot of value behind it just because, like, I'm wary of subscriptions for myself because I know I'll forget about them.
Yeah.
And, you know, to know that they'd be bringing enough people, enough happiness, entertainment, whatever that they want to do, they want to sign up. Is a lot, but also maybe I just need to listen that, like.
Well, like, clearly people that have signed up see the value also.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's probably a sick deal.
Sick.
It's probably a sick deal.
And then my last card, which is foresight, understanding the past and the present, how you can integrate the information and move forward in your highest good. And I got the Seven of Swords, mm-hmm. which is escaping with the only things you need to take with you, ambition, goal, nerve, brashness, and uncertain plan. And I took that as just do the thing. Because we have a lot of things that we keep talking about.
Well, and then we spent the next 3 hours discussing a new project that we want to do.
Yes, and so we have a really cool, and it's just
can't talk about it yet.
We can't talk about it yet, but
you know, could be involved.
Coming into it with the energy of like, we just need to do the thing.
I think we're finally coming to terms with like, all right, well, this is a job. We need to schedule things and have deadlines and write stuff down and have meetings and the calendar, and organization, and all of that. Which has slowly been accruing over time. You know,
yeah,
we've implemented new things.
Not that we haven't had self-imposed deadlines and blah, blah, blah. But
now there's got to be punishments.
Oh, yeah. Ooh.
Get to sleep in the basement.
What, in the parking area?
Yeah, next to the car.
Oh. But, no, I think I'm really glad that I sent you that because...
No, I would go again.
Yeah?
I would go again. I would bring my own cards. I would bring my own mug. I would have a little bit more information.
I mean, you could bring your mate. Think about how fun that would be because you could just sit and drink.
Well, honestly, they could really benefit from having a big thermos of water.
Yeah.
They had, like... Sorry. They had, like... it's just funny because I don't know if they expected that many people to come.
Yeah.
Or people not to bring their own water. But they had like a to-go coffee cup, but a one that you like your own. That's like a
like a big coffee, like a Stanley cup.
But yeah. Like not the big one, like a 16-ounce one maybe. So they had two of those, and then one like I could only describe as like a thermos, but it was the shape and the size of a big jar. Like a tomato jar.
Oh, okay.
Or a tomato can.
Right.
And it had a screw top, and it fit maybe, I would assume, maybe 20 ounces of water. And there were 10 people.
Yeah.
And all of the cups were 16-ounce cups.
Yeah. I mean, even if it's 8 ounces per person, that's 80 ounces of hot water.
Yeah. So it was funny because another person at the end was like, I have this big thermos I could bring, like, or... You know, I could donate or something, you know, to this and everything. And I was like, oh, I could bring my thermos too. It was just a funny afterthought, you know, because like they had so much tea, they had so many cups, so many decks of tarot,
not very much water,
not enough water, and they had also brought ice if anyone wanted iced tea, but like they didn't have any, not hot water, to then you know, infuse the tea.
Well, you kind of have to. Do it in hot water first, anyways, to make it infuse.
So that was, yeah. But it was, I think the idea is great. You know, it doesn't matter if people believe in it or not, but it is a sense of belonging and understanding. And there's a true vulnerability to, you know, share. Like, some people's questions were very personal. and they were able to open up about that and you know, listen to basic, you know, criticism to how they're either, you know, hesitating on doing what they're supposed to be doing or going in the wrong direction or whatever, you know. It's like, it's a lot of clarity of mind.
Yeah, I think it's interesting because with tarot, it's very, like, both good and bad, right? And,
yeah.
And honestly...
But it's not, like, black and white.
No.
Like, if you get... Like, there's cards in here that's, like, death and the devil. And, you know, there's one that's called the Tower that's people jumping out of a burning building. You know, those could also be interpreted as good sometimes. Depends on what you ask them. Which is super interesting. But, I don't know, would you go?
I mean, yeah, why not? Well, it's kind of, it's at the same time as my dance class, so.
I'm just asking, in theory, you don't have to go.
In theory, yes, I would go.
Would you go?
Would you go?
I point to at the camera. Yeah.
No, I would go.
Because I am curious if other people, like people listening to this, would be interested in, like, you know, because there's Twitch streamers that do tarot card readings.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm curious how that works, because, like, you can't touch the cards. I feel like that's a pretty important part of tarot card reading, is, like, infusing the deck with your own energy. But, you know, time and space are just a construct, so why can't you put your energy anywhere in the world?
I mean, shouldn't the big spirit know that you're acting as a medium for that person?
As long as you open the circle.
Connect them to the cards.
Oh, that's right. They closed the circle.
Right. Yes, I was closing the circle.
So it was basically opening the circle in reverse. Everyone closed their eyes.
Did it
walk through a little deep breathing. No, we didn't have to do that. Well, maybe other people. I didn't open my eyes. Maybe other people. I actually didn't think about that. If other people put their heart and opened and closed their third eye. But
you've been walking around with your third eye open this whole time. It's like you forgot to zip your fly. You're like, fuck, man,
no wonder.
I've been influenced by everything.
No, and then they just talked through, you know, thanking the spirit for, you know, being accepting of all the people and all the questions and all the answers and channeling themselves through everybody's cards and the air and everything. And the drum was beating, and then beating faster and faster, and then it's quieter and faster and quieter, and then it was like, whoosh, and it was done. And then, like, then they announced, the circle has been closed. Which is funny to me, too, but, you know, it's...
Did you laugh, or were you just like, Because everyone's very somber for these things.
Yeah, I didn't want to laugh.
Yeah.
I would hate being any, like... unnecessary disrespectfulness, because, like, it is not intentional to laugh, you know. It's not a mean laugh. It's like a, that's just kind of funny.
Yeah.
You know, because they've got to see some of the humor in it. Maybe not. I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah, it's a very Sagittarius thing.
Yeah, it is. You know, I feel like probably my moon rises in Sagittarius.
I mean, okay, we're running out of time. So my question would be, are you going to learn more? There was a lot of talk of astrology.
Yeah.
Are you interested in learning more about astrology also, or are you more just interested in tarot and interpretation?
I feel like I'm not as inclined to learn about astrology.
Because that's kind of how what I was gathering.
Because
the tarot is interesting.
The tarot is interesting, and I feel like there's a certain level of comparison and understanding that you can tie with comparing astrology and tarot together. Like, if you're doing a reading and you're like, all right, well, these are the things that I know about you, and that explains you as a person,
mm-hmm,
in astrological terms.
Mm-hmm.
So then using that information to then interpret the cards maybe would make more sense to some people. But for me, I like the abstract, like, I would rather it be, you know, less information and more interpretation.
Yeah. I feel like tarot cards can be viewed as being like a, you know, an inkblot test.
Yeah.
Where, you know, depending on what you see in the inkblot, which actually, honestly, I would say tarot cards are more useful than inkblot tests. in general, because the kind of question that you ask ideally is rather open-ended.
Right, but you might already know the answer. Mm-hmm. You know, you might already be thinking of an answer, and then you're wanting clarification or reassurance. Yeah. Or maybe you're wanting to be proven wrong. And that's a super interesting thing, because it's like, that's why the intention is so important. And not necessarily like, I'm putting all this intention in the cards, but like you're in your brain. You're like, this is how I'm asking the question. Mm-hmm. And then you're like, you could do it without cards if you want to. You know, why not? You could be like, I'm going to ask the universe this question. Then you just look around. What do you focus on? You know, what do you see? I see a cup. See a lighter, you know, like, I'm sure people could do that too. Mm. Freaking psychics.
Psychics. Well, I'm glad you had such a good time.
It was fun.
And I feel like you really, honestly, got more out of it than I was expecting. I really, I wasn't sure how well organized it was going to be. I didn't know if it was going to be, like, a particularly organized thing, or mm-hmm. if it was going to be, like, yeah, well, I showed up, and they really didn't have a whole lot going on, and so it was just, like, a bunch of people sitting on the ground, you know?
No. I mean, that's the thing, is, like, it doesn't need that much organization.
Well, also, but they had done it before. I wasn't sure how many people were going to be there.
I was surprised.
What if you're the only person there? But at least then you still at least have something that you're doing. So,
yeah.
Well... I can't wait for my next event.
I already have a couple lined up.
Ooh.
So I got to choose and see which ones. And also, it's so funny because people have started sending me stuff.
Really?
Listeners, yeah. Ah. People have sent me stuff, been like, oh, this could be Nurse's next thing. Or
Nobody's sending me things.
Well, you can send us stuff.
Send us stuff.
You can send it on, you could join our Discord. Send it to us there, or if you're already in the Discord, or you can send an email, honestly, to either of us, really, yeah. Or the nursehuckleberry@gmail.com or the contact at boardco.co.
Yeah, just make sure and list it as, put in the subject, suggestion for either nurse or deuter activity, so then, because we both can see the email, so we won't
We won't open it.
If it has any, yeah.
Because as much as we try to keep these as secret as possible from each other until the day before, mm-hmm. and then you know you get all the information. But up until then,
really don't know. Yeah. And then the only other rules of it are it's got to be under $50, and then ideally
afternoon
or in the evening, and it just needs to work with our schedule. Mm-hmm. So yeah, feel free to send us if there's just like a general idea of like. Yeah. Rock climbing or something, you know, or
because
like,
it also could just be that, like if there's a single pass to some sort of specific gym or like, you know, martial arts club or whatever, like that has like a one-time class that costs $30 or something, mm-hmm. that could always be an option.
Yeah,
cool. I keep wanting to get you to do archery, but your shoulder's still, you know,
I know,
hurts.
I have a shoulder injury. It'd
be definitely. Really funny to do. It was female Zen. Only archery, Zen archery, it's like meditative archery. Anyway,
we got to wrap it up. Thank you so much for joining us today. Don't forget to check out the description below. It'll have links to our fourth wall, which will have the photos from the event, your picture of your card, and I'll put the event description.
I also have a picture of the park and then what is directly across the park.
Ooh.
Which, spoilers, beautiful park, across the street, vacant lot.
Nice. Always good. Always good.
Well, thanks everyone for joining us on another episode of Solo Adventures Together.
We'll be back in 2 weeks. If this keeps going good, then maybe we'll do it every week. But right now, see you in 2 weeks. Okay, bye.
Hey, bye.